This is an audio version of the assessment policy. Assessment is an ongoing process of gathering information to build and deepen understanding, requiring critical thinking and analysis. This ensures informed decision making with whānau or family in response to the oranga needs of tamariki and rangatahi. Supporting practice. Our practice is supported by our practice framework encompassing our models and practice standards, our care standards and tools and resources. Who this policy applies to. This policy applies to all tamariki and rangatahi with whom we work. It applies across the continuum of our work from intake to case closure. It applies across all service lines, care and protection, youth justice, transitions, adoptions and care services. What is assessment? Assessment is a continual and collaborative process used to build and deepen our understanding about harm and risk of harm, safety, protection and defending behaviours of tamariki and rangatahi, their parents or caregivers and their whānau or family within the context of oranga. Assessment is central to every part of our work and requires critical thinking and analysis of all information gathered throughout our involvement, including observations and visual information such as photos. Assessment enables us to articulate our social work position and provides a pathway for what should happen next. It helps us work with tamariki and rangatahi, their family, whānau, family group, hapū, iwi, marae and other professionals involved in their lives. It informs quality decision making and planning for change. It provides the focus for strengthening oranga. It allows us to build a holistic and balanced understanding of the situation. Requirements of assessments. All assessment work must be planned and guided by our relational practice process. Relating with, understanding with, planning with, acting with, and reflecting with tamariki, rangatahi, whānau or family and others. We must have a written assessment. Our written assessment provides a clear and well-reasoned articulation of the understanding we have been building about harm and risk of harm, safety, protection and offending behaviour. The report sets out and explains our social work position and a well-reasoned pathway for what should happen next. Through the assessment, we must engage directly with te tamaiti o rangatahi and seek and reflect their views, wishes and feelings. We must identify and build understanding with parents or caregivers and significant members of the wider whānau or family and family group, including hapū and iwi where relevant. We must conduct thorough whānau searching at an early stage to widen the network of whānau who can contribute to the assessment and be involved in making good decisions for their own tamariki and rangatahi. We must ensure all engagement is guided by tikanga and takes into consideration an understanding of the culture, worldview and prior experiences of the whānau or family, a mana-enhancing paradigm for practice. We must consult with a care and protection resource panel where required. We must include consultation with other professionals working with te tamaiti o rangatahi and their family, whānau, hapū, iwi and family group. We must identify the strengths and immediate and long-term needs of te tamaiti o rangatahi. We must identify the current circumstances, strengths and protective factors of the immediate and wider family, whānau and family group and consider these alongside historical information. We must assist te tamaiti o rangatahi to express their views and be supported if they have difficulty doing so. We must ensure te tamaiti o rangatahi is aware of progress and any timeframes we are working towards in a manner appropriate to their age, development, language or any disability related needs. We must ensure that our quality assessments give effect to the oranga tamariki practice standards and where appropriate the national care standards. And we must build understanding about the impact on victims and any risk to public safety when we are working with tamariki or rangatahi with offending behaviour. Building and deepening understanding. The social worker, in conjunction with their supervisor, is responsible for planning their mahi to ensure there is a continual process of gathering and analysing information to support decision making. The Organising My Practice resource is used to take an organised, intentional approach to our mahi. We should build our understanding according to the reason for our involvement, the nature of the presenting issues, the unique circumstances of te tamaiti o rangatahi and their whānau or family, the context of our engagement with them. Using the frame within a frame concept supports us to build and deepen our understanding of harm, risk of harm and safety in the context of oranga. Apply critical thinking and analysis about harm and risk of harm or youth offending occurring within context, ecological analysis, and explore assumptions and bias. For tamariki and rangatahi who offend, we must also work with them and their whānau or family to build an understanding of the underlying causes of offending behaviour. We must also take account of our Section 4A2 obligations, the well-being and best interests of te tamaiti o rangatahi, the public interest, which includes public safety, the interest of any victims, the accountability of rangatahi for their behaviour. The scope of a Section 18A assessment of a parent of a subsequent child is only to assess whether the parent is unlikely to inflict or allow to be inflicted on the subsequent child the kind of harm inflicted on a previous child or young person. Recording the assessment. The key social worker must complete an assessment report in CIRIS when we reach a point where we need to articulate our built understanding of harm and risk of harm, safety, protection of, and offending behaviours of tamariki and rangatahi in the context of oranga. Ensure the content of each report is tailored to the purpose of the assessment. Use this articulation to prompt decision making and planning for the short and long term to support sustained change. Where te tamaiti o rangatahi has more than one allocated oranga tamariki social worker and or residential case leader, they must work together to ensure that when an assessment report is completed, it is current and relevant and fully reflects the circumstances for te tamaiti o rangatahi. Organising my practice can be used to help gather the views of all kaimahi involved. Report of concern. When completing the initial assessment and determining whether further assessment is necessary, we must follow the intake decision response guidelines to determine the appropriate pathway and time frame for response to a report of concern. This will include an analysis of all information gathered and received after the initial report of concern, including visual information such as photos. Record the rationale for each decision on CIRIS and have it approved by a supervisor. The initial assessment must be completed by social workers with more than 12 months' experience as a registered and practicing social worker. Even when there are other proceedings in the family court, for example, Care of Children Act proceedings or Adoption Act proceedings, we must still consider the report of concern and the need for us to complete a child and family assessment or investigation. When a written assessment is required. The following outlines when we must complete an assessment report to articulate our understanding and have it approved by a supervisor. Care and protection assessments. We must complete an assessment report to articulate our built understanding in each of the following circumstances. When undertaking an investigation or child and family assessment. When undertaking a Section 18A assessment of a parent of a subsequent child. When a Section 19(3) request for an investigation is received from a care and protection coordinator when referring for a care and protection family group conference, with the assessment and content of the report updated with information gathered in preparation for the conference. When a decision is made to seek a custody order for te tamaiti o rangatahi. As soon as practicable and no later than 6 weeks after te tamaiti o rangatahi enters the care or custody of the oranga tamariki chief executive. When making decisions about where te tamaiti o rangatahi is to live, such as their return home or a move to a new care arrangement. When a social work report and plan is required in the family court. When reviewing a plan via court, a family group conference or family whānau agreement. And not less than once every 6 months. When new information indicates the needs or circumstances of te tamaiti o rangatahi have changed. When referring for a residential or high needs care arrangement, hub referral, with the information updated and the content of the report written for this purpose. Before admission to or discharge from a residence or group home or high needs care arrangement. This is a major change in circumstances for te tamaiti o rangatahi and requires the assessment of their needs, strengths and risks to be current, formally recorded and used to inform the next step. Before case closure, if this is outside the cycle of a plan review. Our report must be shared with tamariki, rangatahi and whānau or family, and their views should be included in the assessment report. The assessment report must be approved by a supervisor. Youth justice assessments. We must complete an assessment report and have it approved by a supervisor before a youth justice family group conference for all tamariki aged 10 to 13 years. Before a youth justice family group conference for tamariki or rangatahi placed on section 238(1)(d) custody for a period of at least 72 hours. Before a youth justice family group conference for tamariki or rangatahi who also have current care and protection involvement. For any other tamariki or rangatahi where the offending profile consultation considers it necessary, this decision is recorded in the offending profile. When a social work report and plan is required for a youth court order. When a progress report, section 308C, for a supervision or supervision with activity order to the youth court is required. Before entry to a residence under section 311, supervision with residence order. Before discharge from a residence, other than custodial remands. When new information indicates the needs or circumstances of te tamaiti or rangatahi have changed. Before the completion of the effectiveness report. Undertaking a care and protection assessment. We must undertake a child and family assessment or an investigation when a report of concern involves an allegation that the care, safety or oranga of te tamaiti or rangatahi is being significantly compromised, thereby creating a risk of serious harm for te tamaiti or rangatahi. Our child and family assessment or investigation must reach a finding of whether abuse or harm has occurred. This finding must be based on analysis of all relevant information obtained during the child and family assessment or investigation process. This includes any alternative explanations provided about how the harm may have occurred and any explanations provided by the person alleged to have caused the harm, whether provided by the person themselves or through a third party such as police. We must undertake an assessment of a subsequent parent when the conditions of section 18A1 are met. See the section undertaking a section 18A assessment of a subsequent parent below. Consultation with the Care and Protection Resource Panel must occur as soon as practicable after a child and family assessment or investigation has commenced. Undertaking a child and family assessment. We undertake a child and family assessment when the report of concern involves an allegation that the care, safety or oranga of te tamaiti or rangatahi may be at risk but doesn't indicate abuse which may constitute a criminal offence. Undertaking an investigation. We undertake an investigation when the report of concern indicates abuse that may constitute a criminal offence. When undertaking an investigation, we must follow the child protection protocol. Timeframes for the child and family assessment or investigation. If the outcome of the initial assessment phase is either a child and family assessment or an investigation, then we must complete the core assessment phase within 20 days. Where the outcome of the core assessment phase is that te tamaiti or rangatahi is in need of care or protection, we must make a referral for a care and protection family group conference and complete the full assessment phase within 20 days. Assessment of safety, harm and risk. Te tamaiti or rangatahi referred for a child and family assessment or investigation must have tiaki oranga completed within the specified decision response timeframe. Face-to-face engagement with te tamaiti or rangatahi and their parent or caregiver is essential to ensure a robust assessment of safety. Te tamaiti or rangatahi should be encouraged and assisted to participate to a degree appropriate for their age and maturity, and given reasonable opportunities and support to freely express their views. Social workers must seek the consent of their parents or guardians before engaging te tamaiti or rangatahi, unless doing so places te tamaiti or rangatahi or others at risk of harm, either directly or indirectly. Where further assessment is required following the completion of tiaki oranga, safety must be built around te tamaiti or rangatahi. Tiaki oranga should be completed more than once across the practice continuum for all service lines whenever we need to understand current safety, harm and risk. when Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi is in hospital with a suspected non-accidental injury. When a report of concern is received about a Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi who has been hospitalised with a suspected non-accidental injury, we must work collaboratively with whānau or family and involved professionals, including police and medical staff, to understand and meet the immediate needs of Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi and keep them safe from further harm during their stay and after leaving hospital. We must commence a collaborative and multidisciplinary process for decision-making and planning within 24 hours of Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi being admitted to hospital. Engage whānau or family as early as possible. Ensure that contact and supervision arrangements are made which reflect and address the safety and trauma-related needs of Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi. Develop a plan with Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi, where appropriate, whānau or family and professionals prior to discharge, which outlines who will care for Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi, how safety will be addressed and health needs responded to, the provision of required support, roles and responsibilities of professionals, the process for monitoring and review. When the perpetrator of a suspected non-accidental injury is unknown, agreed safety arrangements for keeping Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi safe must be established with this at the forefront of planning. While efforts to build safety should be in collaboration with whānau or family, they may also include consideration about whether an immediate application for a place of safety warrant or other legal order is necessary to secure the safety of Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi. The decision will be made in consultation with a supervisor and or practice leader, site solicitor and appropriate health representative. The multi-agency safety planning template is available on the Practice Centre website. Undertaking a Section 18A assessment of a subsequent parent. We must undertake a Section 18A assessment of a subsequent parent when it is established that a parent meets the criteria of Section 18B and has or is going to have day-to-day care of a subsequent child, and there has been no previous Section 17 investigation or Section 18A assessment of a previous subsequent child that has found no care or protection concerns. The purpose of a Section 18A assessment is only to assess whether the parent is unlikely to inflict or allowed to be inflicted on the subsequent child the kind of harm inflicted on a previous child or young person. Undertaking a youth justice assessment. We must undertake a social work assessment when the offending profile determines that one is required and a social worker is allocated. Our assessment must balance our Section 4A2 obligations. There may be times in our youth justice mahi when we identify care or protection concerns with Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi we are working with. It is important that we bring together the care and protection and youth justice teams in a case consult to discuss the concerns and determine the best pathway forward. If we form a belief that Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi is in need of care or protection, we must complete an assessment report and outline the Section 14(1) grounds. This is then referred under Section 18(1) to the Care and Protection Coordinator. Tamariki and Rangatahi in care, custody or sole guardianship of the Chief Executive. Tamariki and Rangatahi in the care, custody or sole guardianship of the Oranga Tamariki Chief Executive have specifically identified needs that must be covered as we continue to build our understanding. Your assessment report must reflect the following areas of need along with what is required to meet those needs and by the National Care Standards. The areas of need are identity and culture, connection with family, whānau, hapū, iwi and family group, safety, behavioural development, play, recreation and community, emotional, education and training, health-related, disability-related, frequency of visits to Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi. Your assessment report must also reflect the wishes, aspirations and strengths of Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi. Care transitions. When Tamariki o Rangatahi are about to have a change in their care arrangement, we must understand what they need to make the transition a positive experience. The assessment report must support the transition of care arrangement until the new care arrangement is stable for Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi. Assessing life skills. We must understand the knowledge and experience of life skills needed for independent living for all rangatahi under 18 for whom Section 386A of the Oranga Tamariki Act applies. We must understand the support they need to become and remain independent after they leave care. Consider their development and any cultural and disability-related needs they may have. Record their identified needs in their assessment report. The Transition Support Service Life Skills Tool is available on the Practice Centre website. Health and Education Assessments. Gateway assessments help us understand the health and education needs of tamariki and te rangatahi for whom there are care and protection concerns. Education screens and health and education assessments are used for tamariki and rangatahi who have been referred for a Youth Justice Family Group conference. Care and protection gateway assessments. We must make a referral for a gateway assessment within 10 working days for all tamariki or rangatahi who enter care under sections 78, 101, 102 or 140 of the Oranga Tamariki Act 1989, unless discussions with the Ministry of Health and Ministry of Education determine they are already well engaged with services and would not benefit from a gateway assessment. We can't obtain consent for the gateway assessment to be completed. We must consider making a referral for a gateway assessment for tamariki and rangatahi already in the care or custody of oranga tamariki but who have not yet had a gateway assessment. Tamariki and rangatahi who are referred for a care and protection family group conference. Youth justice, education screens and health and education assessments. We must complete an education screen for all tamariki or rangatahi referred for a youth justice family group conference. The Youth Justice Family Group Conference Coordinator must seek consent from Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi if the screen recommends further assessment to make a referral for an education assessment completed by an educational psychologist from Group Special Education. Seek consent from Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi to make a referral for a health assessment to be completed by an approved Youth Justice Health Assessor. Seek consent from parents or guardians. The Youth Justice Coordinator must seek the support of a family member for Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi during the assessment process. When tamariki or rangatahi who offend are brought into the care or custody of the Chief Executive under Sections 78, 101, 102, 139 and 140 of the Oranga Tamariki Act 1989 prior to the family group conference being held, the decision to proceed with either a gateway assessment or health and education assessments will be made at the pre-family group conference case consultation. We must implement the most appropriate course of action to meet the needs of Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi. Offending profile. The offending profile is an initial screening and recording tool for tamariki and rangatahi who have offended or are alleged to have offended. The offending profile consultation is the first opportunity to look at what we know about Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi, their whānau or family and the environment they live in. It helps us determine the appropriate response for each Tamaiti o Rangatahi based on our understanding of their needs and the underlying causes of their offending behaviour and their current and future risk of offending. The Youth Justice Coordinator is responsible for completing the offending profile. When an offending profile is required. We complete an offending profile the first time Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi is referred or directed for a Youth Justice Family Group conference, or if Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi re-offends and their offending profile is 3 or more months old. The offending profile consultation. The Youth Justice Coordinator consults with the Youth Justice Supervisor. The consultation may also include the Youth Justice Social Worker if allocated and others such as Care and Protection Kaimahi if there is current care and protection involvement. The consultation considers what we know about Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi and their whānau or family to support decisions about next steps, including information received from the police referral consultation, including previous offending behaviour of Te Tamaiti o Rangatahi and any previous police-led alternative action plans. Pattern of offending. Increase or decrease in frequency and or severity, including self-reported offending. Awareness of impact on victim. Remorse for offending. Any previous care or protection assessments or plans, including any existing All About Me plans, gateway assessments or education screens. Any current care or protection concerns. Whether anything from the available information indicates te tamaiti o rangatahi is experiencing or at risk of self-harm, suicide or psychological distress. It helps us consider what we understand about their needs and the current and future risk of offending and determine if a social worker should be allocated, any immediate action is required to address care or protection concerns, an assessment report is required, other assessments such as a health or education assessment are required to build our understanding before the family group conference. The health and education assessment program process flowcharts and consent forms are available on the Practice Centre website. A Youth Justice Pre-Family Group Conference case consultation is required, whether ongoing custody is required if te tamaiti o rangatahi is in a residence. Balancing the oranga of te tamaiti o rangatahi, public safety and interests, the interests of any victims and the accountability of te tamaiti o rangatahi for their offending. Recording the outcome of the consultation. The Youth Justice Coordinator records the offending profile consultation and the offending profile on CIRIS, ensuring all relevant documents are uploaded and demographic information is accurate. The date of the consultation, the attendees, and the outcome of consultation are recorded. This includes the decision about whether an assessment report is required, a rationale for the decision, next steps, and a due date for the assessment report if required. Sharing the offending profile. On completion of the offending profile consultation, the Youth Justice Coordinator ensures the approved offending profile is made available to the Youth Justice Supervisor, the Youth Justice Social Worker if allocated, Care and Protection Kaimahi if involved, Kairaranga A Whānau, Senior Māori Practitioner, Pacific or Other Cultural Advisor or Disability Advisor if involved, Practice Leader if required, others such as the Residential Case Leader and Family Group Conference Team Leaders as required. Youth Justice Family Group Conference Case Consultation. A pre-Family Group Conference Case Consultation brings key people together to consider what we know and understand about te tamaiti o rangatahi and what we need to know and do before the Family Group Conference is held. When is a pre-Family Group Conference Case Consultation required? A pre-Family Group Conference case consultation, must be held before a Youth Justice Family Group Conference for Tamariki aged 10 to 13 years, before a Youth Justice Family Group Conference for Tamariki o Rangatahi placed on Section 238 1D custody for a period of at least 72 hours, before a Youth Justice Family Group Conference for Tamariki o Rangatahi who also have current care and protection involvement, for any other tamariki o rangatahi where the offending profile consultation considers it necessary, this decision is recorded in the offending profile. Time frame. The case consultation must be held within 5 working days of the referral consult for tamariki referred to a family group conference on the grounds of section 14(1)(e). In other cases, it is important to ensure that the case consultation is held with sufficient time for any required work to be completed prior to the family group conference being held. Who attends the Youth Justice Pre-Family Group Conference Case Consultation. The case consultation will be attended by the Youth Justice Supervisor and Youth Justice Social Worker and the Youth Justice Coordinator. The relevant Care and Protection Social Worker and their supervisor will attend if the offending is by tamaiti or there's recent or active care and protection involvement for a rangatahi. The practice leader will attend if the offending is by tamaiti or there is current care and protection involvement. The Care and Protection Coordinator will attend if a Care and Protection Family Group Conference is being or has recently been convened or held. The Residential Case Leader should attend if te tamaiti o rangatahi is in residential custody. Where more complex issues are identified, attendance is increased to include all other relevant people, including the practice leaders, site solicitor and professionals working with te tamaiti o rangatahi and their whānau or family. Who leads the Youth Justice Pre-Family Group Conference Case Consultation? The case consultation will be led by the Youth Justice Supervisor or Social Worker unless the case consultation is for a tamaiti, referred under Section 14(1)(e), in which case it must be led by the practice leader. The Youth Justice Coordinator may assist the facilitation if requested. If there is care and protection involvement, a co-leadership role may be agreed between Youth Justice and care and protection staff. Purpose of the pre-family group conference case consultation. A pre-family group conference case consultation brings key people together to share what we know about te tamaiti o rangatahi and their whānau or family, identify what we need to build and deepen our understanding of, and what actions need to be taken to prepare for the family group conference. The Youth Justice Coordinator will bring the offending profile and other relevant information about te tamaiti o rangatahi to the case consultation. We use our practice tools as appropriate to support the case consultation. The case consultation considers matters such as what is known and understood about te tamaiti o rangatahi and their whānau or family, including prior involvement with oranga tamariki. If a whānau or family meeting needs to be arranged to consider immediate safety and support needs required for a Section 14.1e referral, our assessment report, if available, and other available assessments such as a gateway assessment, the needs identified in the All About Me plan if te tamaiti o rangatahi is in care or custody, whether other specialist assessments such as a health or education assessment would enable a deeper understanding of the support needs of te tamaiti o rangatahi, identifying significant whānau, family and others in their lives who must be given the opportunity to be included in the convening and holding of the family group conference, whether ongoing custody is required if te tamaiti o rangatahi is in a residence, balancing the oranga of te tamaiti o rangatahi, public safety and interests, the interests of any victims and the accountability of te tamaiti o rangatahi for their offending, whether other agencies need to be involved, whether anything from the available information indicates te tamaiti o rangatahi is experiencing or at risk of self-harm, suicide or psychological distress, if parenting, mentoring, alcohol or drug programs need to be considered for te tamaiti o rangatahi or their whānau or family, additional actions that may be needed to address any care or protection concerns. The Health and Education Assessment Program, process flowcharts and consent forms are available on the Practice Centre website. Recording the outcome of the case consultation. The Youth Justice Supervisor or Social Worker is responsible for recording the details of the case consultation in CIRIS in the YJ Phase Case Notes in Intervention. Our practice tools, if used, provide structure for recording the case consultation. Recording will include the date of the consultation, the attendees and decisions made and actions required, together with agreed roles and responsibilities. Subsequent meetings. The pre-family group conference case consultation is only the first step. Where care or protection concerns are held for a tamaiti o rangatahi and or they have complex needs or a high risk of reoffending, Youth Justice Coordinators, Supervisors and Social Workers will continue to meet to ensure any identified and or emerging needs and risks are understood and where necessary addressed prior to the family group conference. The Coordinator may also schedule a meeting with the Social Worker and Supervisor if required shortly before the conference to confirm the assessment report is complete if required and has been shared with te tamaiti o rangatahi and their whānau or family, and to discuss or clarify facilitation. This will ensure the coordinator knows what information the social worker is presenting and how this will be presented, and the social worker understands the approach the coordinator will use in the conference and any participant dynamics that will need to be considered. Child or young person and family consult. The consult supports decision making at any point when we are relating, understanding, planning, acting and reflecting with tamariki, rangatahi, whānau or family and others. The consult must be used during the care and protection assessment, child and family assessment or investigation, to inform the analysis and next steps. At the completion of a Section 18A assessment of a subsequent parent to inform the decision about whether the parent is unlikely to inflict or allow to be inflicted the kind of harm inflicted on a previous tamaiti o rangatahi. For all tamariki aged 10 to 13 years who offend, for all tamariki aged 14 to 17 who offend and who have a care and protection intervention which is current or has been active within the last 3 months, when removal from or return home is considered. As the framework for the professionals meeting, held when returning to Te Maiti o Rangatahi home. Huia whānau and family meetings. Huia whānau and family meetings help us work collaboratively with tamariki and rangatahi, their whānau or family and family group, and support their participation in assessment. Huia whānau or family meetings must be used across the continuum of assessment and at the earliest opportunity to build and deepen our understanding with tamariki, rangatahi, whānau or family and others. To share information with whānau about concerns for tamariki and rangatahi and seek their views. To involve wider whānau or family support networks and build understanding of whānau or family strengths and needs. To do safety planning for and with tamariki and rangatahi. To prepare for family group conference. Suicide, psychological distress and substance abuse, SKS, screens. We use the Kessler screen for psychological distress, the Substances and Choices Scale, SACS, for substance abuse, and the suicide screen to assess whether Te Maiti o Rangatahi has active thoughts of suicide. Together, these screens are known as SKS and must be used at any point we become worried about suicide for Te Maiti o Rangatahi. We must use the SKS screens when mental health, suicide and or substance use are potential concerns. Significant events, trauma, behaviours and or risk factors are present. Te Maiti o Rangatahi is held in police custody. Te Maiti o Rangatahi enters a residence and at any time during the residential stay when mental health is identified as a concern or potential concern. The use of these screening tools is not required where a recent assessment has been undertaken by a mental health or alcohol and drug service provider that details the current level of assessed risk of suicide and or self-harm, and this assessment has been recorded on CIRIS, and there has been no significant change to the circumstances for Te Maiti o Rangatahi since that assessment was completed. Even in these instances, we must still consult with a Towards Wellbeing advisor and record the results on CIRIS. The screens are designed for use with tamariki and rangatahi aged 12 years and over. If you have concerns about suicide for a tamaiti under 12 or a tamaiti or rangatahi with an intellectual disability, talk to your local Towards Wellbeing advisor before applying the screens. Practice framework prompts for this policy. Our practice is framed in Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the Treaty of Waitangi, based on a mana-enhancing paradigm for practice and draws from Te Ao Māori principles of oranga within the context of our role in statutory child protection and youth justice in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Our practice framework helps us make sense of and organise our practice. Ngāko whakaero. How will I ensure the right of whānau or family to participate in informed whānau decision-making as we work together to develop a shared understanding of the harm impacting oranga? Whai mātauranga. What knowledge am I drawing on in my approach to building a shared understanding with this whānau or family and others about what has been happening? How will I understand the situation of Te Maiti o Rangatahi through the mana-enhancing paradigm for practice and in the context of their whakapapa? Whai oranga. How will an oranga framing support me as I intentionally build and check my understanding of what is happening for Te Maiti o Rangatahi and their whānau or family? How will the selective practice model support change to occur? Whai pūkenga. What skills do I need to facilitate a relational, inclusive and restorative relationship with this Te Maiti Rangatahi whānau or family? How am I working with whānau or family from the beginning to ensure that all whānau or family can contribute? Whai ākona. How would I feel if it was my whānau or family involved in this process? What would support me to engage in the process? How can I reflect this within my own practice? This is the end of the audio version of the assessment policy.